Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We began yesterday Simin Tuf Tes, and we are at Sif Beis, which is at the bottom of Resh Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. And the Mechaber begins, and he tells us a very important halacha about Erev Tchumen, and that is, Tzarech Sheyehehu Ve'eruvo B'makom Echad. The person who's placing the Erev Tchumen and the Erev Tchumen itself, wherever he places it, must be accessible. It must be what we call B'makum Echad. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, the Bramask B'makum Echad, tells us, as opposed to Liafuke, Hechod lo yachol lahagia ilav, as opposed to in a place where he cannot reach it or access it. It must be accessible to him during this period of time of the Bein HaShmashos. He doesn't have to be there. He can be far away from it to a certain extent, but it must be accessible to him. And that, the Chofetz Chaim tells us over here, Hechod Yochol Agielov, as long as he can reach it, Afilu Niskavi Lichnos Shvisa Rochot Mimokom Anochas Erev, that's okay. That's called Makom Echod, Mikre Makom Echod. Koshu Besoch Tkumo V'Yochol Agielov, as long as it's within the Tchum and he can reach it. And there's your footnote number 6 adds over here, if the courts, for example, the government has closed the shul down and the Erev was in the shul, so then that's considered over here, brings down from the Noda Behuda that it's unaccessible, and therefore ain ha Erev Moel. So it has to be accessible to you either because of halachic reasons or because of physical reasons over here. And that's what the Mechaber continues to state. And he says, you and the Erev have to be in the same place. So it should be edible for you during the Bein HaShmashos period of time. And Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, the whole purpose of the Erev Tchumim is as it's, if that is the place where you are dwelling. So it has to be edible, accessible during the Bein HaShmashos. Sivkot and Tes, Shuzman Knias Erev, Tchila Shabbos. That's when the Erev is normally Kone. So if it's accessible during the Bein HaShmashos period of time, life is good, and you have a kosher Erev Tchumim. Therefore, the Mechaber tells us, Lofikoch, im niskavi lishbos b'rishus harabim, if you're intending to stay now in the Rishus harabim, however, v'hiniach eruva b'rishus hayochid, but you put your eruv in the Rishus hayochid, or vice versa, or b'rishus hayochid, you're planning to stay in the Rishus hayochid, v'hiniach eruva b'rishus harabim, but the eruv is in the Rishus harabim, so ain't no eruv. In that situation, it's not an eruv because you can't get it. She'ev shalol lahotzi m'rishus hayochid l'rishus harabim. You can't bring it from that Rishus hayochid to where you are in the Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. You can't bring it from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid where you are. This is also to be done Bein HaShmashos Ela B'Aveira. You can't do this unless you sin, because this is an Issa D'Raisa to go from Rishus HaYochid with the Erev into Rishus HaRabim or vice versa. And therefore, the only way you could do so to bring it to where you are would be if you did an Aveira. And you can't do an Aveira over here and make the Erev Tchumim as a result of that Aveira. However, wherever you intended to be, you're in the Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, either one, and the Erev is in a Carmelis, v'niach Eruv of a Carmelis, so that's only an Issa D'Rabbanan to bring that Carmelis to you, either in the Rishus HaYochid or in the Rishus HaRabim. Or, Osh Niskavin Lishbos B'Carmelis, you intended to stay in the Carmelis, and instead you put v'niach Eruv of Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, and the Erev is in Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, and again, to bring it to you in the Carmelis is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. In this situation, it does work. Hareza Erev. Why? Because Shebishas Knias Erev, at the time when the Erev works, which is at the start of the Bein HaShmashos, Shehu Bein HaShmashos, Mutur Lahotzi Ulahachnis Mikol Echod Mishtei HaRishuyos LeKarmelis Dvar Mitzvah. Because you're allowed to go Bein HaShmashos period of time when it's Suffolk Shabbos, taking stuff from a Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid or to Rishus HaRabim, and vice versa. And therefore, it's within your reach. It's considered accessible. Shekol Dover Shu Midivrei Sofrim. Anything that's only also midirabanan, midivrei sofrim, to move about from the period of time of Bein HaShmashos. So your tuchum is different location than you, but it's only nisa derabanan to bring it to your current location. Therefore, lo gozer will love Bein HaShmashos. The rabbis were not gozer in this situation. B'makom mitzvah or b'shas tzadchak, because by definition, doing an erev chatzeres is almost always a dvar mitzvah, or it's under extenuating circumstances, and therefore the rabbis were not gozer in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah adds an important additional idea or two in Sifkot and Yud. And he writes, Umavur b'shas, da'afim nosin eruv al-gabe ilon, even if the person puts his erev on a tree, shehu lamata me'asar tvachim, which is lower than 10 tvachim from the ground. And therefore, v'hu niskavin lishbos lamata ba'aretz shehu rishus harabim. And he's in the rishus harabim, ground underneath the tree. So his erev is in this tree that's less than 10 tvachim above the ground. And he is in the Bein HaShmashos period of time. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that still will work. Av sheyesh bazeh shnei shvusim, even though there are two shvusim over here. Im yitola erev bino ilon, if you were to take the erev from the tree, he's over two durabonins. Number one, echad shumi karmelis l'shus harabim. The tree has the status of a karmelis, the ilon karmelis, so, and he's bringing it to the rishus harabim. And furthermore, number two, v'oh shumishtamish be'ilon, and you're not allowed to use a tree shumachubet that's attached to the ground, albeit it's a durabonin, apilu hachi, nevertheless, since even though it's two durabonins over here, karmelis l'shus harabim, and from the tree, afilu hachi have a erev, it still works over here. Why? Mitam delo gazru al shvusin bein hashmashos, because the rabbis were not gozer in this situation, even though it's two shvusin, during the bein hashmashos period of time, they were not gozer on this. The issue footnote number five has that narichas over here, explaining a difficult Bar Tanura. The Rav Ajami Bar Tanura makes a statement that the rabbis were gozer during the Bein HaShmashos on a double shvus. And Rabbi Kiva Eger goes through a long arichas to try to explain this. Ayin Shom and Dershu, footnote number 5. Furthermore, the Mishnah concludes and he says, "Mikomakum yeshuushin shagazu aflinizet." This doesn't mean a blanket rule across the board that there's no shvus over here during the Bein HaShmashos period of time. We'll see in a moment where this does apply, and it would be forbidden in an upcoming sif. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sif Katan Yud Aleph that we allow this over here b'makom mitzvah. The erev tchum chashiv b'makom mitzvah. Almost by definition, every erev tchum is a makom mitzvah because the ha ein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah. Because we only really allow you to make an erev tchum for the purposes of a mitzvah. Kidlekamim simim tov tezvav, as we will learn, we've already stated, or under extenuating circumstances b'shas atchak. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Nisano birosha kone o hakundus, if you put your Erev Techumim on top of a reed or on top of some sort of a rod, and where are these? They're hatsomchim min haaretz, they're growing up from the ground. Eino Erev, this would not be a valid Erev. You and the Erev are not in the same place. Why not? So the Mechaber explains, Mipnei shemei achar shehem rakim, since they're very soft, the nochim liktom, and they're very easily going to be cut down. If you were to cut it down, you would be chayev chatas. We'll explain in a moment why you might think you're not chayev chatas, or even if you're not chayev chatas, why this still is a problem. And therefore, in this situation, where you might come to cut down and be over in Issa Daraisa, therefore, gozru behem, the rabbis were gozru over here, not to allow this to be a place that you can put your Erev on top of this reed or this rod. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Yud Beis, Rotz Lomar, after Ben Yech Eruv Be'ilon, even when you put the Erev on a tree, we said it was good. The Eshbo Nami Mishum Shvus. That's a Dinderabonon, the Mishtamish Be'ilon. Nevertheless, Havi Lohochi Havi Erev. We just said a moment ago that that is a good Erev. The Lo Gozru Ben Hashmoshos B'mokum Mitzvah V'chanal. As we explained, the rabbis would not gozer during the Ben Hashmoshos against the Nisa Dinderabonon when it's a B'mokum Mitzvah, such as making an Erev. Nevertheless, over here, with the soft reed or with the rod, Mikomokum B'koneshu Rach V'dak, these thin, soft reeds, the rabbis were gozer because karov shiyavo lide ketima. It's very likely that when you take it off, you will uproot this reed or rod. Bishar shiyavo litol eruvu, and you take the erev, you'll also uproot the reed or the rod. Uktima mimechuber, and removing this over here from the ground, detaching it, that would be meleches kotzer, and that would be an issa daraisa that you would be over. And therefore, in this situation, v'gazru af bein hashmashos. So therefore, the rabbis would goes over here even during the bein hashmashos. And likewise, v'chein hadin, the same halacha would apply. B'niach eruva b'rishus harabim rochok shmona amos b'mokum shediskavin lishbos shom de'eno erev. And likewise, if you had your erev more than 8 amos from the place where you're going to be shoveis, dein matirin laviu at slo bein hashmashos, you can't get it because you have 4 amos and that has 4 amos, but it's 8 amos away. So even going to the limit of your extent that you can go Dalet Amos, and to the limit with that Dalet Amos, you're not going to be able to take it. So therefore, you and it are not in the same Rishus. And therefore, the rabbis in this situation also goes that it's no good. We don't allow you to bring it during the Bein HaShmashos. Pachos mi'ab Amos. You could say, well, there's a legitimate way to do this. Take it 2 Amos and stop. Take it 2 Amos and stop. So the rabbis didn't allow this. Why? Even though that's only an Issa d'Rabbanon, do kal lovo l'deichiv chatos, because it could very easily become a Itzer chatos by carrying it. If you carry it 2, you could easily carry it 4. She'atal t'leno arba Amos shlemos b'rishus harabim. You quickly go without realizing it and carrying it dalet Amos in the Shus harabim. So therefore, the rabbi said, even if you don't necessarily automatically are going to be over Nisa d'Raisa, we still aren't going to let you do this during the Bein HaShmashos period of time. Now, the issue footnote number 8 asks a very important question. He says, you don't really need this rod or this reed that's cut down. So why isn't this called a malchoshenu tzrich legufa? And that would only be an issa d'rabbanan, and it should have been allowed. So the Ritva says, we're talking here where the ground is his. And therefore, when the reeds and the rods are uprooted, you're actually happy about that, because now your field is cleared. The Miri gives a different reason. He says, no, even though it's only a din derabbanan, because it's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, technically, you don't really need this over here. Nevertheless, the rabbis treated this as an issur deraisa. And this Ritva can be seen as well in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masku v'yischayiv chatos. He further adds that according to Rashi, he says over here, the reasoning is, the kiva and the etzem hamlocha yesh buchiv chatos v'korv shasenu, since ultimately this is potentially a real issur chatos, even though you may not have intended it as such, the rabbis will go over here, af shiyasa shalom miskavin, even though it, for you, is not something that you intended, and it should be, in this situation, only a din derabbanan, and nevertheless, the rabbis treated this, as we pointed out, as an issur deraisa. The issue footnote number 9 points out there's another potential way that you could have carried it when it was 8 amos away from you. You could have had 2 different people carry it. And in that situation, one could argue it wouldn't be over Nisa Daraisa. So he says, Kivan Shetzarich Shehu Atzmo Yuchol Lahavi Esa Erev Ela Below Ezra Sacherim. The whole idea is that you and the Erev have to be in the same potential accessibility is without somebody else. And here you need somebody else. He brings a riot to this from the Shelos Tshuvos Avodas HaGershuni, which the Prima Gadim disagrees with, Ayin in Dirshu footnote number 9 for this discussion. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds over here and he says, V'imheim rakim, if these reeds and rods over here are very, very soft, kierik, like a vegetable, so then these halachas are discussed, Ayin Le'el Reish Simon Shin Lamed Vav. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains, Rosh Lomar, Shem Rakim Yosef, they're excessively soft over here. The Oz Yesh Lomar, the Din Yerik Yesh Lam, now they're treated like vegetables over here. And in vegetables, Lo Gozu Behem Yishum Hishtamshus B'Mechubar, there is no Isra over here of using something that's attached to the ground. And likewise, Lo Mishum Shem Oyiktom, and we don't have to be concerned that maybe you'll come to cut it off. And this was all discussed in Isbar Zeh B'Sim and Shin Lamed Vav. Look there, Ayin Hashem, the Mishnah Berurah, and Sivkot Yud Dalet and Tes Vav. The Mechaber continues and he writes, so this din over here of these rods and reeds, where the rabbis would go, Afilu ben Hashmashos, and this is true, Afilu b'Makom Mitzvah, even when it was for Makom Mitzvah, nevertheless, the rabbis would go over here, that maybe you're going to come to cut it off, and you'll be Chayev Achatas. However, Vim Hayu Tlushim Una'utzim, however, the Mechaber says, if they were already detached over here, as the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkot Yudalid, Umayri Afilu Begavoa, Yosem Yasor V'Omdim Rishusa Rabim, even if they were over here, taller than 10 Tvachim, and they're in standing in the Rishusa Rabim, so technically, that's not the Rishusa Rabim, V'Rak Shlo Yeburoch Bon Arba Tvachim, it would be a Mokum Tor, unless they were 4 Tvachim wide, Doz Ein Aleihem Shem Rishusa Yochid, if they're not 4 Tvachim wide, they don't have a Shem of Rishusa Yochid, V'Adin Biroch Avar Bo, or if they were wide 4 Tvachim, V'Rak Shem Pekusim Yarba Tvachim Begova, but they're not 10 Tvachim tall, and in each of these situations, She'ein Nech Shavim Rach L'Karmelis, they're only considered like a Karmelis in this situation, then it's not a problem. Avol Miniach Bekonesh U'Gavoa Asor Tvachim, V'Roch Avar Bo Tvachim, but if you put it on a reed that was greater than 10 Tvachim tall and more than 4 Tvachim wide, that's a Rishusa Yochid Gomer. Then it would not be good. Im niskavin lishbos lamata ba'aretz shehu rishus harabim. If his intention was that he would be in the rishus harabim, so this is in the rishus hayochid and it wouldn't be accessible to him. The issue footnote number 11 brings down. However, im shvisaso toch dalet amos lamokum zeh chole ruva. But if he was within dalet amos of it, then he could actually go and eat it in the rishus hayochid, and that wouldn't be a problem. Yochel lalos lekane v'lechol shomes eiruv. V'adayin hu besoch mokum shvisaso. He's still within his dalet amos, and therefore that's still considered his mokum shvisa, even though he's now gone from the rishus harabim into the rishus hayochid. That would be allowed. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says it wouldn't be allowed if he's further than that away, the Yesh Melocha Daraisa Benitil Loso. When he takes it, he's over Nisa Daraisa, and as we pointed out several times already, you can't be over Nisa Daraisa to get the Erev Tuchumim into the same Rishus that you're in. But as we pointed out, if it's detached, Harei Ze Erev, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Tetzvav explains, the Bazeh Afilu Yiktom, if you cut it off, Gamkin Lekir Yisa Daraisa. In that situation, it's not a Nisa Daraisa with a vegetable. The Yesh Omrim Da'afi Surah Durabonin Les Besolish, if it's already detached, it's not even Nisa Durabonin. And look in the El Yerabah for a further discussion about this. The issue footnote number 12 says that the El Yerabah holds that the Dash of the Mabusha Yontiv is Shiesh Bazeh Issa Durabonin. It looks like it's attached, and that's why it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Albeit, he brings down from the Bar Tanura, Mashma She'en B'Zeh Afilu Issa D'Rabbanan. And he adds, Hatam She'nichta V'Mishna Din Zeh, why was it brought down over here? K'dei L'Hashmeinu She'afim Hayo Omud Rochav Dalet Tvachim B'Roshu, even if it was 4 Tvachim wide on the top, but if it's not that wide at the bottom, and you put your Erev on it over here, it would be good. It doesn't have the status of Rosh HaYochid. Now we go to Sif Dalet. Nisano b'migdol, if you put the Erev Tchumim inside some sort of a chest over here. Sifkotin Tez Zayin. Ayin Le'el B'simin Shin Sadi Dalet Sif Beis V'Gimel L'Inyan Eruve Chatzeros. We had this halacha discussed as well in regards to an Erev Chatzeros. The Shambi Mishnebura Ubir Halacha Mevora Kolpre Te'adinim. That was all discussed over there. And the same halachas apply over here as well. V'Wadin Hocha. And the issue footnote number 13 reminds us that there we talked about Migdol Ha'omur Kan Hu Davka Kishyesh B'Stiroso Issa Torah. We're talking here that breaking this would involve an Issa Daraisa. In that situation, all the halachas that we learned over there by Erev Chatzeros and all the halachas over here for Eruv Tchumim apply, because then you're dealing over here with doing an Issa Daraisa. But if it wouldn't be an Issa Daraisa, then the Eruv would be Chal. Ayin in the rest of this footnote, the issue footnote number 13 for these details. In any event, the Mechaber tells us, if you put it in this chest over here, and the Noel, you locked it before of, and it's locked inside, the Avar HaMavteach Mibojom, and on Friday afternoon, you lost the key, so now it's inaccessible. Or Oshanof Alavgal, or you can't reach it because there's a whole bunch of stones and stuff on top of it. So im yochol lotzio below asiyas melacha deraisa, if you can get out the Erev Tchumim from this chest without doing an Issa deraisa, so then, like we said, during the Ben HaShemashos, if there's only an Issa derabanan or nothing, so then it's considered in the same makum as you, and it would be okay. Then it would be hareza Erev. But if you have to be over an Issa deraisa, then it's not a good Erev. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Kol haminiach eruvu b'makom, if you place an eruv in the place, yeshlo b'makom eruvu arba amos, wherever that eruv is, it has dalet amos to it. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat Yud Zayin that we're talking here, shemakom eruvu konelo arba amos tomit svivav. Wherever you place the eruv, it gets, just like a person, it gets dalet amos all around it. Levad ho'alpayim shenosel olakol ruch, and that's in addition to the 2,000 amos in every direction. Sivkot Yudches, wherever you placed it, Haino b'chol mokum shein mukaf mechitzos. That's when you place it out in the field and it's not surrounded by mechitzos. But if you put it inside a city, for example, inside a mechitza, the mukaf mechitzos, then chashvinun kulu kiarbamas. Then we view the entire area that the eruv is in, the entire city, the entire house, etc., as being one dalet amos. So in this situation, your eruv has over here a dalet amos around it when it's not surrounded by walls. Therefore, the halach l'maisa ramification of this, the Mechaber tells us, l'fikoch, haminiach eruvei tchumim shelo, b'sof ha-tchum. If you place this at the very, very end of your eruv tchumim, so you normally would have 2,000 amos from where you are, and you place this over here to go an additional 2,000 amos in that direction. So you put it at the very edge of your tchum. Let's say you put it at 1,999 amos away from where you are. V'niskalgal, and then it rolled a little bit beyond that. But as long as it didn't roll more than 4 amos outside your 2,000 original amos, besoch arba amos, harez eruv. It still works. It's a 2,003 amos distance from where you are. That is good. Because it, wherever it is entitled to dalet amos. So that at 2,003 amos away from you, it can get back to within 1,999 amos of you, and therefore it's accessible to you, and therefore it is a good eruv. But if it rolled to 2,004 amos away from you, chutz li arba amos, ain't a eruv, then it would not be a good eruv. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, I've gotten your test. Hu adin b'hinicho b'emtza tchum. The same law applies even if you did this and put it at 1,000 amos away, and then the wind blew it, and it's now 2,003 amos away. And it's galgal b'soch arba amos shemichutz l'tchum. As long as it's within your 2,004 amos of where you are, it is fine. Nami dino hachi. The same Allah applies because it gets 4 amos, and if it's only 2,003 amos away from you, it's considered like it's only 1,999 amos away from you, and therefore it is accessible to you. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav tells us that it rolled over here. We're talking about it rolled before Shabbos started, Mibo Yom, obviously. V'uadin, and this would be true, afilu m'galgal b'gilgalo b'atzmo b'chavona. He brings that from the Achronim. Even if you blew it over there, you were the one that caused it to roll, that's still okay because you could put it there, so therefore, even if it rolls over there, it would be fine. Sivkot and Chav Aleph, harez Erev. It's a good Erev because the ha'arba amos shayach l'tchumav, the 4 amos of the Erev Tchumim, make it fall still within your 2,000 amos, v'chanal, as we've explained. This is a bidyevit situation. Would you be allowed to do this lechachila? Will be discussed in an upcoming shir in Sif Yud Aleph. Finally, Sifkot and Chav Beis, the Mishnah brings down that it would not be considered an eruv if it went beyond your 2,000 amos by 4 amos. More than that, the tzorshi amunach b'mokum shi yichol to lagia ilav ben hashmoshos, because it has to be reachable during the ben hashmoshos period of time. V'kivin shu chutz l'tchom mimokum shu omei ben hashmoshos v'lo yuchol lagia ilav, since it would now be 2,004 amos away from where you are, and it wouldn't be accessible. Low heavy eruv, it wouldn't be a good eruv. V'nishar al tchom beso, and you're left with your where you are as the tchom for your Shabbos ukidel, as we've already explained previously. With this, we conclude today's shir.